This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Last hour, Vice President Kamala Harris began her remarks in Arvada to highlight the federal government's efforts to slow climate change. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
One estimate suggests Colorado will get $8 billion for climate projects through the Inflation Reduction Act. That's President Biden's signature climate and health care law. The vice president will speak on a panel about those investments, which could fund everything from transmission lines to rooftop solar. In past events, Harris has said she wants to hear from communities affected by climate change and let them decide the best place for that federal spending. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs youth LGBTQ group will begin reopening its community center over the next few weeks. Inside Out Youth Services closed for several months following an increase in threats of violence. The threats came after last year's Club Q shooting. Liz Smith with Inside Out says the community center is vital to offering support.
And for some of our young people, they're never going to be accepted at home, and they're never going to be accepted at school. So having this one space where they are accepted without question, without judgment, can literally save their lives.
Smith says efforts have been made to increase security and safety, with a specific focus on managing threats from white supremacist groups. DMV services are down across Colorado today. A technical issue is impacting offices for state driver's licenses and county motor vehicles. The state is asking people to reschedule their appointments, and it's unclear when services will be restored. This is CPR News.